Begin to thank the Lord for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Father, we are grateful, Lord Jesus, for saving us, for making us one, making us part of your saints, bringing us into this world marked and sealed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for salvation and the opportunity to gather in your presence to pray this midday, this opportunity to encounter you, O God, for your favor to speak in our case, Lord, to speak in our lives and our individual ministries, to glean from you, O God, as we constantly wait and behold and be changed. We say thank you. Thank the Lord for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Somebody open your mouth. You have it on your screen. Mighty God, we thank you for constantly preserving the life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music Ministry and the entire membership, the entire ministry. Why you called us, why you commissioned us. None like you, none that can be compared unto you. Now ask the Lord for forgiveness of sins in any way you have trespassed against God's will. For scripture says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Now speak to the Lord from your heart. In Jesus' name, now ask that the will of God concerning your life and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to its end time kingdom agenda will be established. Ask the Lord that his purpose for your life, how it fits into his end time kingdom agenda, his purpose for Glow Music, how Glow Music fits into the end time kingdom agenda, what role you play in Glow Music for it to fulfill its purpose. Lord, establish it according to your end time agenda, what your purpose is for this end time before our Lord Jesus Christ has to take us home, what you want to do with me in Glow Music, with Glow Music. Let it be established in the name of Jesus. Let it be such as you said that the church will be built and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Establish that purpose, my God, in the name of Jesus. Give us clear understanding, continue to teach us, establish and let it yield and bear fruit in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So we are grateful, oh Lord, we are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Oh.
Grace Beyond Strength, Part 1. Grace Beyond Strength, Part 1. God bless you for all the time joining prayer, not dwelling on your own human strength, but dwelling on the grace of God, coming to pray, dwelling on God's capacity and not just your human capacity. Prayer is one key indication of humility. The humble will always pray, abasing themselves before God. It says God gives grace to the humble. The proud, he will abase. So you don't need God to bring you down before you realize that you need to stay humble. Before God, you must always stay humble. And the place of prayer, making time to spend with God in prayer, is one key indication. Like David would always go to God in prayer to make inquiry. And the stronger your secret place of prayer, the more you do exploits. The level of your exploits is dependent on the time you spend in the place of prayer. Don't dwell on your human skill, because it's natural for gifted people, musicians, to think that skill is so important. But today we are going to learn about grace, the grace of God, which gives us capacity beyond our human strength.
Amen.
Grace Beyond Strength, Part 1, Psalm 33, verse 16 and 17. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. Verse 17, an horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. We see in these two verses of scripture the mentioning of strength and the painting of a picture which makes us understand that a king cannot be saved by the size of his army. A battle or a fight cannot be won by the size of the muscles of a fighter. Two scenarios to buttress this, or to give an example, a clear example. One, Egypt was feared in ancient times because of their technology. The advanced technology, the size of their army, the things they could do. And yet, they perished in the Red Sea, regardless of the size of their army. So that confirms Proverbs chapter 33, Psalm 33, verse 16a. No king is saved by their multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. David could not compare in size to Goliath. In fact, if you check the weight of Goliath's shield, not just anyone could carry that shield, just his shield. So for David to overpower Goliath, clearly there is something more at stake. And it is not just the strength of a man. In verse 17, an horse is a vain thing for safety. You cannot be safe based on the strength of your horses. Strength is the quality of state of being physically strong. Strength could also mean the influence or power possessed by a person, or organization, or country. So you can say that this company is a very strong company because they have national influence. They have global influence. They speak or they deal with presidents. You can say that the president of the nation is a very powerful man. He's a very strong man, the strong man of the land, because of his level of influence. So when we are talking about strength here, we say grace beyond strength, the grace of God beyond strength. It is not just beyond physical strength. It is beyond the level, a high power of influence, human influence. Sometimes you say money is a defense. Someone's strength is in their money. And yet clearly we see from scripture that we cannot depend. There was a day in scripture that money failed. Economies can fail. So that strength in money cannot save you. The extent to which an argument or case is sound or convincing, that is a level of wisdom deployed in the case, could also be used as strength. There are certain lawyers, when you hand over your case to them, you know that it's a done deal. Because the way they will go about it, both underground and on the ground, on every side, both in the courtroom and behind the courtroom, you should understand that the case is a done deal. But today, we are learning that there's grace beyond strength. There is grace beyond strength. Please say after me, the grace of God surpasses human strength.
The grace of God surpasses human strength.
Rich people are talking. They go into certain quarters that you are a music servant of God in a small church. Quote unquote, small church. When certain cases come, there are phone calls they can make. And yet, you find singers thinking highly more than they should of themselves. Because of a small gift you have. Because of a small connection you have with a head pastor. So you're able to talk anyhow. You're able to look down upon others just because when they want a certain song to be sung, everybody knows that it's you who can sing that song. You are the one who can sound just like a certain person who uttered that song. Therefore, you are always in your head. Because when you haven't come to rehearsal, the rehearsal seems like it's as a standstill. The moment you appear, there's like, oh, now the colors are showing. So in your head, you feel you are so important. Today, I want to submit to you, and we are going to pray. I want to submit to you that the grace of God goes beyond human capacity. You cannot dwell upon your skill as a human being. There are many areas of strength, and even according to scripture, we'll be going to today. We don't have time to go into those. So in our part two, we'll go into those areas. But today, I've just given you two examples. Pharaoh failed when God showed up. When the grace of God that brought deliverance to the captives in Egypt, when that grace of God showed up, Pharaoh, upon all his strength, failed. When the grace of God showed up in David's sling, the might of the Philistines, a whole Goliath, failed. It's better to be with the grace of God than to depend on human strength. And so today, I first want you to apologize to God that, Lord, I am sorry in any way where I have dwelt on my human strength and discounted your grace. Because there are times in our lives that we say, we encounter a situation and we go like, where the head? This one there is too difficult. This one there, if I don't get this someone, it cannot go through. Forgetting that the first place we must enter is to connect with the grace of God. Connect with the grace of God. Connect with the grace of God. Begin to pray and ask God that, Lord, I am sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me for discrediting the power of your grace. For discrediting the power of your grace and focusing on human strength. Forgive me, Lord. 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 For discrediting the power of your grace.
Father, forgive me in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Thank you for your presence, sweet Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Forgive us. Forgive us. Where we concluded on a matter. without consulting your grace, without connecting with the power of your grace. Oh, me close, let your love surround me, bring me near, draw me to your side, and as I wait. To just lift up the name of the Lord and make him great. When you lift up Christ, everything else falls in place. There are people who thought that I am too old to marry, and yet the grace of God was sufficient. There are people who thought that I am too young to prosper, and yet God has made available divine prosperity. There are people who thought that, oh, it is time to buy coffin. And yet, divine help had been made available by the grace of God.
Yes.
There is no need to discount the grace of God. There are many singers who have told me, Pastor, I don't think I can sing. And yet, the grace of God had been made available. Why are you discrediting the grace of God? Your part is just to praise God, lift him up high, and his wonders, the provision of his grace that brings exploits will be revealed in your life. Lift up the name of the Lord wherever you are. Let him know how great he is. Let him know that truly anyone that cometh to God, my first that know that he is, and he's a rewarder. He's a rewarder. He's a rewarder. He's a rewarder. By his grace, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Lift up the name of the name of the Lord. Lift up the name of the Lord. He's the healer. He's the provider. He's the deliverer. By his grace, let him know that there's nothing that he cannot do in your life. Oh, blessed are those who believe those things which have been said of them. Blessed is she who believes those things that the Lord has spoken of her. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Continually reveal the power of your grace in each listener's life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, I want to give you this opportunity to give your life to Jesus. His grace can only be shown or be made available. As a matter of fact, it says that by grace are we saved and not of works. It's a gift of God. It's a gift of God. God, by his grace, has made available the gift of salvation. There's more that God will do in your life by his grace, but you must first enter the kingdom of God by the gift of salvation, which is a product of his grace. I'm giving you that opportunity right now. You can say after me, that Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner because your word says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So today I come before your throne room of grace. Have mercy upon me. Thank you for the sacrifice you paid for me by dying on the cross and rising up from the grave. And today you are seated in the heavenlies by our Father in heaven. My King Jesus, save me. Forgive me of my trespasses. Take over my life completely and grant me the grace to live a life pleasing to you. Amen. As you have said this prayer, the scripture makes us understand that you have the seal of the Holy Spirit upon your life. You now belong to Christ Jesus fully and to no one else. The number will be shared. We call that number and then we'll engage with you and then let you know what to do concerning the salvation that you have. God richly bless you. And for everybody who has been in today's meeting, God bless you. May he continually show forth the power of his grace. Higher levels from one level to the next, to the next, to the next. May God reveal bigger exploits in your life as you've understood the power of his grace. Amen. And as you hold on to the power of his grace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. If you said this prayer, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. Kindly pay attention to the following announcements. We are glad you could fellowship with us today for all those who are here for the first time. And those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our mandate as a ministry demands that we propagate God's word through music recordings and distribution, music outreach projects, and the raising and deploying of seasoned music ministers through service. We admonish you to participate in all activities so as to play your role in fulfilling this mandate, so that God also plays his role as a doing God in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages. You can also find the links in the description on YouTube. Always attend all meetings with expectations, and God will meet those expectations to the glory of his name. Amen.
Amen.
Download scripturally sound gospel music from glowmusicrecords.com to edify your spirit. Watch all live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Prayer and fasting. We are fasting on Saturday and Sunday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Please join in this spiritual exercise as we end September and begin October 2023 by God's grace. Amen.
Amen.
Month-end prayer explosion. Our month-end prayer explosion comes off on Saturday, 30th September 2023 at 6 p.m. prompt. Come and let's praise the Lord for his goodness in the month of September. Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled Grace Beyond Strength 1 on glowmusicministry.com and pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts chapter 20, verse 32. If you'd like to send offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds, you can do so using MTN Momo. And the number is 054-362-7478. 054-362-7478. God bless you.
Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for praying with us. We'll meet again tomorrow at 12 p.m. prompt. Shalom.
Shalom.